This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Oh, but y'all, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 32. Thank you for joining us exclusively on the Odyssey app. As the Men's Room Happy Hour, the future of podcasting. We're taking podcasting by storm. This is going to be a whole thing. People are going to start listening to podcasts once we start doing this.
That's a fact.
And it really takes off.
This is the future of audio entertainment.
Did you listen to this the other day? Chris Wallace.
Okay.
From CNN, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
And he quit. And he said, you know what I want to do? I want to be just like the Men's Room, and I'm going to get into podcasts.
I'm going to do a podcast.
Yeah.
That's Chris Wallace podcast.
That's why we're here, for you.
Also, Biggie's real name.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Chris Wallace. And they look alike.
Oh, damn.
They look a lot alike. Yeah. Age difference.
But you couldn't tell one from the other.
I mean, they like the same foods. There's got to be some commonality between the two.
You know? T-bone steak, cheese egg, and Welch's grape.
Big old
That's from Chris Wallace, the reporter, not the rapper.
Big old cheeseburger something. Yeah. Let's see. A couple of programming notes. December 13th is live night. Get those tickets now. KISW.com. We're planning that show, and it's going to be a good time.
I'm stoked on that
one. We do have the Men's Room IPA will be available at Showbox Soto. Mm-hmm. I think they're giving us the big, bright yellow can. The bigger can.
Bring the big
ones. Yeah, so we're going to have that down there. No word on the holiday porter. Hopefully you've
hunker down on this, dude.
To try the Ola Days.
Wrap your lips around it and drink.
They're not going to use that tagline, huh?
No, I don't believe so.
Hunker down on this, dude.
Yeah. Suck this.
The Tidsman.
Suck this big yellow can.
Hunker down.
Down
on this.
Oh, what else we got going on? Mike, you're out of town for the weekend. You're taking off.
I'm going to Vegas.
What are the plans for Las Vegas, Nevada?
My bags are packed as we speak. I'm going to scoot on out of here and head on over to the airport. It is my lovely wife's 30th birthday this coming weekend, actually tomorrow. And to celebrate.
You're older than she is, right?
Yeah.
So you got a young one.
Oh, yeah.
I see. What's the age difference?
I am 34, just a few days later.
That's not a big deal.
Right. So she's always loved Las Vegas. And we're going to go down there. We're going to hit it big. We've been to Vegas several times, and she always loved going to the Mirage and going to see the Beatles Love by Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, that hotel's closed,
that
right?
That hotel's beyond closed, Miles. Okay.
It got demoed, right?
It's rubble, yeah.
Oh, man, I had some great moments here watching the volcano blow up.
I loved the volcano. So she's devastated by that, but good news for me is it kind of vamps up a little bit what we do as far as going to Vegas. There's a handful of things that we've got planned. We're going to go to the ice bar that's down there. We're going to go to Bobby Flay's restaurant on Malfi.
Ice bar is vodka, right?
It could
they have,
be.
They
I
have
guess.
Different stuff. The point is, the bar is ice. You got to wear like a jacket. It's like freezing.
I've been in those before. They were always vodka only.
And the drinks are served in ice glasses.
Yeah, they give you
whatnot.
A big ass parka. You look like an Eskimo.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we're gonna go to Vanderpump to get specialty cocktails. There's gonna be a lot of drinking.
Oh, nice.
That
rules.
Oh yeah,
is that connected to the Vanderpump?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the same gal.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just waiting for our opportunity for Lisa Vanderpump to walk in.
What the hell they did with the lions from the Mirage? The old Siegfried and
Tigers. They just released him in Old Town and let him figure it out.
Fuck it, Fremont.
Good luck, everybody.
Every Fremont in America is a freak show.
We are going to spend a day down there in Fremont. She's never really been down there, and so we're going to go check out that area as well. I want to shelter the Golden Nugget. Golden Nugget that we stayed in one time when we were down there.
All right.
Just kind of walk around, take a look at things down there, and then see what other kind of trouble we can get into.
Do you have a Vegas story?
Do I have a Vegas story?
Do you have a Vegas story?
Oh,
we all
God.
Have Vegas stories. Do you have a Vegas story?
The only Vegas story that I would think of would be with you guys, and it was always an adventure when we went down there. The first time I ever went to Vegas was with you guys. There was a big old radio convention that would take place down there each and every year. We decided as a show to go on down there, and this was going to be my first time to go to Vegas, and I am freaking stoked. And so we fly on down there, I remember. We're staying at the Hard Rock Casino, and we just get there, and we are getting our bags to our rooms, and Ted and I are bunking. I remember that. And as we're making our way to the elevator, I noticed that there's a lot of attractive young ladies that are walking around there. So I go up to Ted, both of us single dudes, and I walk up to Ted like, hey, man, there's a lot of good-looking women around here. You know, eyeballing these chicks a little bit. He's like, Mike, they're paid to be here.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
I've been to Vegas a lot. That Circle Bar was a high volume area.
That was a lovely, lovely bar.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, because remember the one day we were in there, I mean, it couldn't have been more than 11 or noon. And just, there's just women with fake boobs and cocktail dresses. And it's like, that's just not normal.
Who find you attractive.
Right.
Right? You're just some scrawny piece of shit.
Right. Nobody's walking up to this like, oh man, I want some of that. Like, no. You don't want none of this.
Yeah, it's just like, trust me, they're paid. Well, actually, Ted and I were sitting at a table and this fucked up dude rolls over. Two hot chicks with him. I don't think he knew they were prostitutes. Maybe he did. I couldn't tell.
Was that like the 1 o'clock in the morning, black chick, white chick? We were sitting down at the in the couches, and he was just kind of clueless.
No, this guy came.
I think I could take
table.
Both of them home. Oh, different guy.
They kind of had that.
They're gonna clean him out.
Right, he was sitting at the table with us. They were definitely two black chicks, and we just started BSing with them.
They started talking
two.
To us.
Sweet,
because the guy is kind of fading, and Ted and I have no, and we're not going to pick up hookers, right? But sure. We know what they're doing. So, but they were good conversation. So we had a fine time.
Yeah, they were sweet gals.
So we talked for like an hour, but the dude who was going to get hooked up, he had had so much to drink that by the time we're done talking with him, he basically faded out and lost his shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ripped one cig and then fell asleep in that chair.
Yep.
Oh, God. And so, then there was one time I remember, I think it was either the next year, maybe a couple years later. We tend to tie one on when we go on down to Vegas, but I remember this particular day we wanted to go. We wanted to walk from the Hard Rock up to Caesars to go to like Gordon Ramsay's or something like that. But I remember you were particularly trashed there, Mr. Hell.
I was fucked up.
And I was tasked with getting you there to the restaurant. And I remember we're walking down the sidewalk just getting there to Caesars. And it was such a task. I literally had a handful of your jacket in the small of your back as I'm steering you out of traffic. Your hat eventually blew off and into the street, which I had to go and recover.
Thank you.
Remember, we went into Gordon Ramsay's, and I literally went up to the counter and said, we need a table for four, potentially with seat backs, if we could, please. I need to sit this man down and pour him into a seat.
Yeah.
It was a great time, though.
His hamburger was fantastic.
Yes, it was. He didn't have a single bite of it.
I was like, all right, give me that. I gotta try it. Fuck it.
Oh, my God. And then there was the one time I remember we went to In-N-Out. And then I think it was you, Miles, came in and you slugged down somebody's milkshake.
No. No, I would never do
it
that.
It was either Ryan's or it was
Thrill. I think it was mine.
Yeah.
You know what else? Remember, I got number one.
You got number one.
They had must have, whatever time of night we were in there,
all
they had
the ticket number.
Restarted the ticket
it.
So I was like,
I'm number one.
Yeah. That's a big deal. Wonder what was it, $9.99? What does it go to?
Oh, I
yeah, probably. Not.
I mean, they obviously had just flipped it over,
right.
but
no, Miles, you did. You came back in from smoking, and you just drilled his chocolate milkshake.
Yep,
that's delicious.
What? So, did you say shows or concerts? No concerts.
I don't think we have any shows on the docket just yet. No, we're going down with her and myself, her mom and her aunt, which is a fun quartet that's going to be.
How's the Ant? Does the Ant throw down?
The Ant throws down. The Ant is one of the most
fun
people.
Ginger?
That is the Ginger. Yeah. One of the sweetest women I have known in my life. We are going to have a great time.
Easy on the ass, too.
Is that right? All right.
The guy said that 10 times this wedding. Who is the hot one?
Married to that man right there.
Right, I know.
Very good. Okay, we told you a couple weeks ago we were going to play some audio for you. And this actually got dumped. So if you listen on the Odyssey app, you heard this. But Steve was doing the captain, and you were just talking about the
Aunt Jemima and Miss Butter. They specifically requested Aunt Jemima
pancakes or something like that.
They just wanted to know about Aunt Jemima and Miss Butterworth. And so the captain was recalling, since both of them are in the pancake world, as it were.
Right.
They were basically doing a pancake competition. But the way I wrote it out, I decided to use the term flapjacks because that just seems funnier to me than pancakes.
Sure.
And when I wrote flapjacks, I was inevitably going to link that to their boobs, right? Because that's always a nickname for boobs.
Yeah, of course.
It didn't go that way.
Guys, it's my 51st rotation around the sun. Been a rough year, but you guys are always a ray of sunshine in a gloomy world. How about a woman screaming hysterically? Hey, cut that bitch off. Some thrill shotgun gets a captain talking about making pancakes. Love you guys and rock on. That from your chef on a plane, Jay.
Yeah, get me to start with the hell there.
Cut that bitch off?
Yes.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Ooh! Well, ahoy there again. So what did you want to know about making pancakes?
Pancakes.
You know, I don't personally make pancakes. I leave that to the big dogs, Miles. We have Aunt Jemima and Miss Butterworth. And once a year on the old SS, Gabby, Jemima, and Butterworth have what they call the flapjack off.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes. It's a pancake competition.
I'm not doing it.
It's a pancake competition.
We're listening on the audio on Odyssey app.
It's a flapjack competition.
I can't risk it. A flapjack competition is the only thing
we have a different name. Either way.
Good God.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
They take their tops off, they cover themselves in butter and syrup, and they make us flapjacks. Now, so it's a good time. But one year, we all got high on hobo urine that got filtered the cheesecloth, mothballs, and pet dander. Turns out it's an hallucinogenic, and on this particular day, Tony the Tiger freaked out and attacked Aunt Jemima. Turns out he thought an owl was staring at him. Well, in the end, we all laughed and we realized it was just Aunt Jemima's areolas. They're very large.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What's wrong with a flapjack off?
You know what's wrong with a flapjack
now,
competition.
Here's the thing about the flapjack off, right? So I wrote it in advance, and when I wrote flapjack off, I wasn't making a joke.
Sure.
It was more, I thought flapjacks was funny. But then at the time that I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
What did I do?
The flapjack off.
And the thing is that we normally wouldn't be able to get that kind of audio. So for people that think that there is just a running recording that is just pure and raw as far as the show goes, there usually is not. The recordings that we get are post-dump, if you will. So
right.
So that when I grab that audio and put it up over the air, it doesn't just accidentally have one of those bad swear words in there. But for whatever reason, I was live recording that. I think it was just so I could work ahead.
What about
a bit,
like a lumberjack?
And I was able to get that. No, Miles, that still doesn't work.
Okay.
It's a lumberjack
competition, like we see him sawing the logs and cutting down big poles.
Yeah, the lumberjack off.
You can't.
But they don't call it that.
Right.
But they should.
What do they call it?
A log show.
What if we have like a cooking competition in Jamaica? Okay. Rather than do the jerk chicken, it's the Jamaican jerk off.
What about the jack-o'-lantern off?
Because you've got
a lantern between.
Right. As long as you have the old lantern in between, okay.
It's like putting job after something.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, if I said pancake job.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but I don't think it's
I think Mike would dump it if I was like, I don't know, she came over and, you know, gave me a pancake job. There you go. If I said gave me.
Yeah, well, even what if I said I got an oil and lube job?
What if I get a job constructing windmills for the Green New Initiative and I tell people I have a blowjob?
Yeah. No. I'm dumping it.
It's a blowjob.
There's certain businesses.
All right, Mike, what about a blowtorch off job? It seems like that's the way we're going.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let's just go ahead and see how far we can go. Yeah.
That works. You
what
dump
about
my...
sucking dick?
I'm trying. You wouldn't let me do my Cinderella joke.
No, that was it. I at least got to stop that one before you made the mistake. That would make the people on the Odyssey app happy, but it makes the bosses angry. So I'm glad that I was able to put the brakes on that one. You damn right I would have dumped it. I told you, we can't tell that joke, Miles.
The joke was, what did Cinderella do when she got to the ball? Gagged.
Right. What's funny is everyone takes it in like, we know the joke.
Yeah, you know what the joke is. And I feel like that's all you need. If you know what the joke is, you don't even have to know the answer. You can look up, what did Cinderella do when she got to the ball? And I guarantee you that joke is somewhere on Google.
But you let the lost golf ball joke go.
The lost golf ball joke?
Yeah. What's the difference between Lady Godiva and a lost golf ball?
What?
One is a hunt on a course.
I was very nervous about that one. The thing is that there's no black and white rule as far as the FCC goes other than those seven words. So it kind of is, you know, if an investigation were to be launched, I have to determine what kind of day are they going to have when they're on that investigation. I mean, I suppose that one would fly, Miles. That's why I kind of let it go. But I feel like as long as I show remorse on the air, we're okay.
Well, and you're switching letters there.
Right.
So it's a little different.
It has to be inferred. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we'll play songs on the air here that have curse words in them. They're not taken out. They're not bleeped, but they're reversed. Technically, the lyric is still in there, but as long as you say it backwards, you're okay.
Yeah, it's like, I forget the name of that movie, right? But it's like the catchphrase was, it's knuckin' futs.
Right. You can do it.
Yeah.
You know exactly what that is.
Maybe one day we should just be the knuckin' futs show.
There's no way.
The station we run in Baltimore, the guy did all of our production. There was it comes back on, and I think it was called Out to Lunch.
I remember this. We told this on the
Welcome
old,
back to Out to Lunch. What the fuck is that? So go down like Drip, man. There's like a weird, because he's a perfectionist. So we're like, Drip, there's like a weird glitch. He's like, oh, it's not a glitch. Let me show you what I did. So he replays it, but he does it in reverse for us. So basically, it's Welcome back to Out to Lunch, blah, 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 blah. You fucks. I was like, Jesus, man. Let's put it in backwards.
It flies.
Yeah. I think I had a guy I used to work with today, a spoof. When I did the voiceover works for cable television.
Okay.
So he would just fuck around all the time. And I think he might have put it up. Google Baltimore car commercial fuck and see if it comes up. This is how he and it's Jimmy. It's Traffic Jam Jimmy.
Right.
So he got one of his.
It's Big Bill Hell's Cars.
Yeah. This is Jimmy's. He did all the video on this, and then the guy who is their main voice.
Fuck you, Baltimore!
If you're dumb enough to buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough schmuck to come to Big Bill Hell's Cars.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
Thieves.
If you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your title.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right, we'll fuck your wife.
Because at Big Bill Hell,
you're fucked six ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of
challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hills.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hills Cars.
Baltimore's filthiest.
And exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
Dear God.
Bring your wife.
That's what people do when they're bored. Anything to do. We'll fuck your wife.
That's right. Here it comes.
All right, what else? Ted was going to piss on a duck. What's the difference?
No, jack off on a
duck.
I'll
jack off on a duck.
Hey, look, if the Terps won, not only was somebody in my crew, we had decided I was going to jerk off on the duck. But then when we were at the Maryland alumni tailgate, there was like a dad probably like in his 50s. His son's like 25. I mean, look, we showed up at that Maryland tailgate, and they're like, we're running out of beer. We ordered more. And people are hammering beers. This guy's like, I'm going to streak the field. And I was like, this guy's going to jerk off on the duck. And he goes, fuck it, man. Yep. I'm going to jerk off on the duck.
Jesus Christ. I like it. Fuck it. I'm in.
Can you imagine that? Like, why is Ted in jail?
Well,
hey, he's not pee shy now. Maryland game was Maryland Oregon upset was marred by an incident. What was the incident? Yeah. Two guys jerked off on the duck.
Some jackass from Seattle.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
He owns a Raider show up there.
Shout out to the one guy that did say hi to me in Rennie's.
Hell yeah.
One of our listeners.
What's Rennie's?
Rennie's is like the bar. Like if you go to Morgantown, if you go to College Park, you go to RJ Bentley's, know. Right? Yeah. University of Maryland. I feel like, what's that, like the, what's the old Husky one? The Duchess. I feel like every campus has like that bar where it's not just young people, but everybody goes to. So Rennie's is that bar. They have an upstairs, they have an outdoor deck. So we got there early enough that we were sharing a table. By the time we leave, because some people, this is where they tailgate, the line's like down the stairs. So there's two bars. Right. So as we're walking by, some dude's like, Ted. I was like, what's up, man? He's like, Ted Smith. And I was like, yeah. He's like, what are you doing down here? And I was like, go Terps.
Yeah, what the fuck do you think I'm doing down here?
Come on, man.
Jesus Christ.
Like, there's only four assholes in this entire bar in Maryland here.
Yeah. All right, bitches, there you go. Thank you for checking out the Men's Room App here. And episode number 32.
32.
We got one more, and then the next week's Thanksgiving. Is that how that works?
Next week's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
We're winding down for the year there.
Yeah, we are.
All right, bitches, we're out of here. In the meantime, like the man said, bring your wife. We'll fuck her.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.